Welcome to Building Fortunes Radio. Make sure you check us out at buildingfortunesradio.com. Along with our marketing partners, we're here to help our PM Marketing Network Lead customers build their businesses and make the world a better place. At Building Fortunes, we know how much your business means to you and the people important to you. So spread the word, tell a friend, join our newsletter, and go make a difference in your world. Now on to our show with your host, Peter Mingles.
Hello, everyone. Peter Mingles here. You're listening to us on Building Fortunes Radio. It's www.buildingfortunesradio.com. My name is Peter Mingles. For those people that might be unfamiliar with my voice, we started Building Fortunes Radio a long time ago. It was towards the tail end of 2012, beginning part of 2013. And I wanted a platform where, you know, I could find excellent people to have an opportunity to be able to share their opinions and opportunities with you. Well, I met a gentleman named Ray Gebauer way before 2012. It was probably in the early 2000s. And I was always super-duper impressed with him. Really good guy, moral compass, in the right direction. I know he's a hard worker, always leads a group of people in the right direction. And I met him, like I said, in the early 2000s. Somewhere, you know, that people kind of go in their own direction. I was building my leads business. He's building his network marketing companies. And I just didn't hear from him. And then I saw his name run across, I think, one of my feeds on a social media thing, and I'm not a big social media guy. But I said, you know, I'm going to call Ray Gebauer because I haven't spoken to him in a long time, and he's somebody that I just want to make sure I really stay connected to. Plus, I want to let him know what we're doing on Building Fortunes Radio. He could be a great host and certainly a great contributor, or just someone to say hello to. Maybe I might be able to help. So we started doing a radio show every Wednesday at 11 p.m. Eastern. That's 8 p.m. on the Pacific side. And we've been doing this for, it's been a couple of years now, I think, probably at least maybe, I know more than one, maybe even two. And I thoroughly enjoy having Ray Gebauer here because he gives us such great content. Plus, he's also a good guy. So if you go to buildingfortunesradio.com/Ray-Gebauer, you'll be able to hear this as well as the previous radio shows that we've done. Gebauer is spelled G-E-B-A-U-E-R. Because, you know, spelling counts on the internet. So if you go there, you'll be able to hear the previous ones. And what you'll see is we have a pattern. We first started off talking about stuff, and then he started talking about different formulas, like a success formula. We started with the whatever letter, like triple E's or triple P's or triple X's and triple Y's, and we finished up the year on the triple Z's. And then we started doing phrases, and I love hearing Ray Gebauer kind of sling some sentences and some thoughts together, and he's always got a great bunch of stuff. It's a streaming amount of information and consciousness that I thoroughly enjoy. And sometimes I take notes as he's speaking, and sometimes I just kind of sit back and just relax and enjoy the words, knowing that I can always listen in again and take some more notes, and today is probably going to be one more of those radio shows. So Ray Gebauer, thanks for being here on your own radio show.
Well, thank you, Peter. I'm always happy to be here. And I got some interesting stuff to share, I think.
I'm interested in this. You gave me a little bit of a preview that sparked my curiosity.
I have a dream, or at least I had a dream last night. And so I got a good story about my dream, and that's what triggered my thoughts about what I'm going to share tonight. So it's sort of an interesting unexpected origin. And so I'll just start with my dream. Like most people, well, everybody dreams, but I think most people, you don't remember your dreams. And for me, when I do remember my dreams, I can remember them usually for like 1 or 2 seconds, and then they just fade away. But every once in a while, I'll have a vivid dream and I can remember the whole thing. And so that doesn't happen too often. I don't know, maybe a couple times a month. So last night, that's what happened. I had a dream, and I don't remember 100% of it, but here's the most important part. I was at some kind of a conference, and I was one of the main speakers. This one other main speaker, me and some lady, and I got this insight. was like this revelation, and I was just astounded, like, wow, this is like a life-changing revelation. And I was so impressed. I took extensive notes because I didn't want to forget it. And then I shared it with the audience, and then I woke up. And then I went back to sleep fairly quickly. And so in part two of the dream, I couldn't remember what it was I had realized. Well, I realized the general concept, but the details had faded. So I was asking my partner there, who was the other speaker, to explain it to me, what I had spoken on in the first dream. And she did, and I said, okay, yeah, that's what it was. Yeah, and I got it. But then when I woke up the second time in the morning, I still didn't remember what the details were. But I do remember this. It was really, really important, and I really tried hard to remember all the details. And maybe the importance was somewhat exaggerated in the dream. I don't know. But I do remember the main concept that I was already somewhat familiar with. So that's my launching pad. I'm going to speak on this concept in three different applications. And the three different applications, I formed an acronym like I like to do, which is PMS. So that probably reminds you of somebody or something, you know. But without any other clues, I suppose, Peter, would you like to guess what the PMS might stand for?
Well, yeah, there's a couple of things. Of course, the first one comes to mind, but I won't say it. The one I was thinking of is, so PMS, I was thinking of, first of all, practice, and then measure, and then sacrifice. So those are the three that I thought of originally. So it took me a little bit of time to just kind of think it through. Practice first came out, and I said, okay, well, practice, and then you have to measure, because you have to kind of make sure you're doing the numbers. And then sacrifice, meaning sometimes you have to figure out what the price that you have to pay, and then be willing to pay that price. And some people might call that a sacrifice. So having said that, I know I'm completely wrong, because that's usually not what you're thinking about, but I know you can make it work anyway. So over to you.
Okay, Peter, you're absolutely right. So you are absolutely wrong. But this time it really wasn't really fair to you, because I didn't give you really any context.
Exactly. So, that's okay. I can handle it.
Yeah. So anyway, the main theme of the dream, that rhymes, the theme of the dream was posture, and how important posture was in our life. If we want to be more effective and make more difference and have more influence, I had some really deep revelation about it that, like I said, I can't fully recall, but I do know some basics. And so that's what I'm going to talk about tonight, how you can have ABL, a better life, in terms of just your personal life, your spiritual life, your business life, your financial life, your marriage life, your family life. We all want the same thing. We want a better life, a better life epic, in fact. That's your journey, that we're all in our own story. We would like to be the hero in our own story and make more of a difference and make an impact. And I believe posture is one critical component in that success formula to have a better life. So what maybe even triggered my dream was, a couple days ago, I read a really interesting article in an email I got about health, and had a pretty intriguing headline or subject line about the secret that no one knows about that can make a life-changing difference. This huge, important secret. So, you know, I get a couple hundred emails a day. I delete most of them before I even open them. But that one got my attention. So I thought, I'm wondering what he's talking about. I thought I knew, but I was wrong. He was talking about posture. Now, in this case, he was talking about, well, about physical posture. And some of the numbers were astounding. He said that he disclosed that the studies show that when you have good spinal posture, it reduces your risk of death by 150%. So 150% reduction of from all causes of death for people who have good posture. But then he said, then it said also for the people who die from lung disease, pulmonary problems, it decreased your risk of death by 200%. And for cardiovascular, which is still the number one killer, with almost a neck-to-neck tie with cancer, which they both kill over 20,000 people a day, that reduced the risk of dying from a cardiovascular disease by 250%. So I think all the chiropractors would like to hear that, you know, like posture, posture. But I bring that up just to sort of set the background that posture is important for our health and longevity. But it's not just your physical posture as important as evidently that is. Perhaps even more important, at least in terms of influence and impact, is the other two forms of posture. So that's where the PMS comes in. So PMS stands for your physical posture. I'm not going to spend much time on that because I just covered that. But then you have your mental posture. And then third is your social posture. And so you really need all three. One of the things I like to talk about is you got to pay attention. If you don't pay attention, if you're too casual, you become a casualty. So one of the things I'm going to start talking to people about more, you got to pay attention to your posture. Now, the guy who wrote this letter, he was promoting his own course on how to improve your posture. But you know, the first step in improving your posture is just becoming aware that your physical posture is not what it should be. In fact, I had a sort of reminder of that just a couple weeks ago. I gave the sermon at a church service. So I've been in ministry for 50 years and spoken a lot of conferences and around the world. And I watched the video of it, and at least part of it. And I noticed, I was a little surprised, that I had this tendency, I was sort of like stooped over a little bit, which I didn't realize I was doing that at all. I was like, wow, I'm glad I noticed that. So ever since then, I've been much more aware of my posture being more erect and correcting myself multiple times a day. It was just a minor, it's just a minor adjustment, but you know, every little thing counts. So I've been much more aware of physical posture, and all my training in kinesiology and Touch for Health, they really emphasized that as well. But I felt like I was starting drifting in the wrong direction myself. And so that was helpful to me personally. So I'm glad I noticed that in the video. But let's move on to the M, which is your mental posture. So you got to pay attention to your physical posture. You've really got to pay attention to your mental posture. So posture, when we're speaking of not physical, but your mental posture, that is how you view yourself. Yeah. What is your perception of yourself? How do you posture yourself? Yeah, now, there are different postures in the culture. I mean, the posture of a president of a corporation is different than the posture of the secretary or the janitor. You know, the posture of a teacher is different than the posture of a student. So you have the social posture of how people view you. So if you're the teacher, that people are going to view you differently because that's your posture in that setting versus if you're just the student. You know, a child has a different posture than the adult and so forth. But first of all, we need to address your own personal mental posture. How do you view yourself? So unfortunately, because of either neglect or abuse, a lot of people have a a low self-esteem. In other words, they have a posture, a mental image of themselves that is not accurate, is not healthy, and it induces stress because a lot of people feel like they're not good enough. They feel like they're a serial loser. They're a failure. They just haven't had a successful life. They just made so many mistakes and unfair things have happened, and they don't feel good enough. They don't feel smart enough. They feel like they don't look good enough. And so it's like damaged self-image. And so if you are in a, say, a business or even in a personal relationship and you have a damaged internal posture, perception of how you see yourself, instead of seeing yourself as a winner, someone who overcomes no matter what, and you, like your motto is, what doesn't kill me will make me stronger. I mean, that's a healthy, strong internal posture. But if your posture is not that, like, I never come out on top. I'm not smart enough. I'm too slow. Or just, the world is against me. I'm just a loser. I'm just a failure. Your influence on others is going to be much weaker, and people are going to perceive you as a weak person because your energy radiates out to the whole world. So if you have a low self-image and an internal view of your posture being like a weak person or not a strong person or a failure, that sort of disables your and reduces your influence with people. And people are less likely to trust you, maybe less likely to like you, less likely to do business with you. So it sort of diminishes all the social dynamics just because of how you view yourself. I remember reading in it was Tony Robbins' book years and years ago. I think it was called The Giant Within or Awaken the Giant Within, something like that. And he pointed out, and as he has in other seminars, that when you even change your physical posture, like say you're standing there and you're slumped over or sitting slumped over, and then if you immediately become erect and maybe even put one arm up in the air like you're a winner, even just that physical change of posture immediately affects your hormones, your biochemistry, and your emotions, and all of a sudden you feel more powerful and more optimistic because the emotions follow the physical. Even, they mainly follow your thinking, but even the physical positioning and posture affects your emotions and how you feel. But you can't do that all the time. Ultimately, the real fix is you've got to do the reprogramming or repenting, which repenting means changing your mind. So you want to change your mind to a mindset where you're believing in yourself and you're not always just the lowly student who's flunking out, but sometimes you can be the teacher. I mean, all the time we need to be both student and teacher. So we need to posture ourselves, even if it seems like we're stretching it a bit or exaggerating. You're probably not. You need to posture yourself mentally like, I'm a winner. I can make this happen. I'm not just a failure. I may have failed a million times, but doesn't mean that's a permanent condition. See, a lot of people, they end up moving to a different state called the state of resignation. They give up and they don't even try because they feel like they've tried enough times. They don't need any more pain of feeling like I failed again. So let's avoid that pain that comes from another failure by not even trying. So if you want to be more powerful and feel better about yourself, let alone influencing and impacting people, but just feeling happier, which also increases your physical health, then we got to work on reprogramming our mind to see ourselves really honestly as to who we really are. and you know, select some terms you really like. Like, for example, some people, you know, a good label, you know, that describes posture would be, from a spiritual perspective, say, I'm a son of God, you know, or a child of God. I mean, that's a pretty positive image of posture, right? Yeah, that's a good place to start. Or, you know, I'm a winner. I'm an overcomer. I'm the person who does whatever it takes. And you got to keep, you got to like reprogram your mind. It's really sort of simple math, adding and subtracting. You got to subtract and get rid of the poison, you know, the bad toxic thinking that's really false beliefs, and replace it with positive thinking, you know, possibility thinking, being creative and just seeing yourself in a positive light. Now, the way some people handle their internal low posture or damage to self-esteem, low self-esteem, is they will compensate in an unhealthy way, and they will act super confident and become actually arrogant or abrasive or harsh to try to counteract, you know, the pain that they're feeling from not feeling good enough. So they overcompensate by going to the other extreme, which can be effective sometimes in some situations, but overall that will backfire on you, and it ends up pushing people away, and you're sort of faking it, maybe not even consciously. It's just a way to compensate for not feeling good, and so that doesn't serve you either. So we want to have a posture of humility, not thinking too highly of ourselves, but not thinking like we're God here, like we're never wrong, and a posture of a mentality of we're here to serve people. We're here to love people. We're here to take care of people. Like seeing yourself like a lifeguard. I use that for myself. I see myself as a lifeguard, saving people's lives. Because people, if you're out in the ocean and you're too casual, you become a casualty. And sometimes a lifeguard can save you if there's one around. So people are too casual with their health. So I'm like a lifeguard. I'm trying to help people become aware that, hey, man, you got to pay more attention. Otherwise, it's going to happen to you what Solomon warned us all of 3,000 years ago. He said, don't be a fool. Why should you die before your time? But most people die before their time because they're too casual and they're not paying enough attention. They don't take it seriously enough. And so if we want to help people more effectively, we'll do it. We'll have more effectiveness if we have this posture of that, not just, well, if I can help, I'll do whatever I can, but see yourself as a helper, as a lifeguard, someone who can make a positive difference. If not saving someone's life, at least enriching their life, but coming from that place, seeing that's who you really are. You know, the Bible talks about us being partakers of the divine nature. Talks about us having the mind of Christ, being sons of God. So that's even a biblical basis to see ourselves in a more positive posture. So ultimately, you want to see yourself the way God sees you, and not assume that the way other people see you or treat you or they're used to treat you when you're growing up, that accurately reflects who you are. So we need to upgrade our thinking. We need to delete the following, the programming, and the reprogramming, and basically upgrade to a more honest, healthy image of ourselves. So that's your mental posture. So that's 2 out of 3. So pay attention to your physical posture. That's easy. And initially, you may have to put up a couple notes or so to remind yourself, or alarms. You know, pay attention to your posture, because that can make a long-term difference too. And then your mental posture, like I just described. And then third is your social posture. And what I mean by that is how other people perceive you. Now, all three of these affect each other. So none of these are totally independent, including your physical posture that affects the other two. I mean, how people perceive you socially is also dependent somewhat on your physical posture. If you tend to be stooped over, they're not going to have quite as much respect for you probably as if you're standing up straight. So even that is a factor of influence. And how you feel about yourself and how you view yourself, your internal mental posture, that affects how people perceive you. So it starts with that awareness. But your social posture, this is how that determines how people are going to interact with you, how much are they going to trust you, how long does it take for them to trust you to maybe make a buying decision. I mean, I have some people that, you know, I talk to them on the phone about a possibility of maybe acquiring something that I think they really need. And sometimes in 10 or 15 minutes on the first conversation, it's all what's necessary. It's, okay, I'm sold. Okay, I'm ready to buy. You know, and that's all it takes, because a combination of my posturing, they have confidence in who I am and what I say, and I'm believable. And sometimes, no matter how good I am on the phone, it takes months, you know, multiple conversations to build up that level of confidence that that's the right decision. And sometimes it's just timing. So it isn't always about you, but you know, there's that timing element too that you can't really control. So, but we need to be aware that how people perceive you is going to make a difference in how much they trust you and they're willing to follow you. I tell some people who really need to do this, and it's probably helpful for everybody, I've done this myself, make an audio recording of yourself. You can do it on your phone. And then listen to your voice. And just be honest, like, how does that sound? Does that sound like someone I want to be around? Is that attractive? Or is your tone of voice or your speed or whatever, is that maybe it's going to convey something to people that's going to sort of push them away? And so by listening to yourself and giving yourself that biofeedback, you can improve how you talk and how you say things, which makes you more believable, and people will tend to like you and trust you and more likely to want to connect with you and do business, or you'll have a deeper friendship. So that's one way you can improve your social posture. How you dress. You know, for some people that can be a big factor. I remember back in the 80s when I was doing life insurance. Now, there's a popular book, Dress for Success. So, you know, I used to wear a three-piece suit 7 days a week, including to church, you know, 7 days a week in my business. And that's just the way it was, you know. Then I remember one time I was meeting with a friend who I highly esteemed. He's very successful. He's a financial planner. And I was sort of shocked because he had a different perspective. He said, you know, for me, it doesn't matter. I could be wearing my swimming suit. And they didn't believe me, because it was more than just the externals, which can make a difference. I'm not so big on how you dress anymore after that conversation, though it can be a factor. People, you know, judge you based on how you look. To some extent, and I judge you on your hair or even the color of your skin, which is really stupid, but people do. But because of his strong posture, that's why he said, you know, I can sell somebody on my financial planning services if I'm just there in my swimming suit. I don't have to wear a three-piece suit, because his internal posture was so strong, his confidence, that overpowered and, you know, over, you know, more than compensated for maybe the social perception of just being in the swimsuit, you know. So that impressed me. And, you know, that conversation was, how long ago was that? That must have been 30 years ago. I still remember that. But the point is, we do need to pay attention to how we act, how we talk, and how we dress, because that has an impact on how people view us. So if we want to be serving people more and get through their barriers of caution and hesitancy and their fear of getting ripped off or misled or talked into something, you've got to have that bridge of rapport, you know, trust. And people will trust people whom they feel they have more, they see they have more in common with, and they trust people where they perceive that the person is an authority or they're confident. That's why we talk about con man. A con man, you know, a crook, that means that they get you to have confidence in them, and they basically trick you into trusting them. So we don't want to be doing that, tricking anybody. We want to be real and authentic, but we do want to act and speak and think and feel in a way, because even our energy affects other people, but be the kind of person that helps people feel comfortable with you, so they like you, they trust you, they want to be around you and work with you. And sometimes that takes, you know, awareness and effort, you know, videotaping yourself, listening to your voice. Those sometimes can be huge factors that you can see for yourself if you're willing to take an honest look, you know, look in the mirror, you know, your voice and how you interact on video, and then make adjustments. It's like T.R. Becker, one of my trainers, used to say, correct and continue. So you pay attention, you make adjustments, you correct whatever you see is off or could be better. Maybe what you're doing is just fine, it's okay, but maybe there's room for improvement. So you got to look for how can I be more effective in how I'm presented, how people perceive me. Because for all of us, our reality, my reality, your reality, is our perception. And most of the time, our perception isn't totally accurate. But so if you want people to perceive you differently, there's a lot of room here for you to adjust how you are and how you act and how you move, how you speak, you know, timing, you know, not interrupting people, not, you know, trying to jam things down their throat, you know, asking questions. You know, people like you and trust you more when you ask more questions, because that shows you're valuing their opinion. You're not just jamming something down their throat like, hey, you got to listen to me. You know, people will push back on that. And so that's part of your projection of who you are, your social posture. So my point tonight is, if you want to be healthier, you know, in all of these different arenas, you know, healthier and happier, you know, spiritually, in your relationships, in your home-based business, in your marriage, in your family, paying attention to posture can make a big difference. You know, for you to start with and for other people. And all three dimensions of posture, the 3D posture, you could say, your physical posture, that contributes to the impact and everything, including how you feel and how other people feel about you. Let's not minimize that too much. That can make a huge difference. You know, the physical posture, including your spinal posture, your mental or emotional posture, how you feel about yourself, because if you feel like you're a nobody, you know, that energy radiates and people feel that, and it diminishes their confidence in you. It's like a red flag, and they maybe don't know why, but it's just like a check in their spirit, and they're not so sure, and it's like a little extra barrier that you got to overcome. So how you internalize your own personal posture, and maybe pick a particular metaphor, like see yourself as a lion, you know, or as an eagle, or as a lifeguard, or as a son of God, you know, but something that is powerful, that resonates with you. So you're coming from that place of somebody that can that can be trusted, that can help and serve people, who loves people, and people are going to be more open to you and trust you more and be more willing to work with you, and everybody wins. And then, of course, like I said, just summing all this up, the review here is the social posture. You know, being aware that people don't see you, clearly as who you really are. They see you through their lens of interpretation, and we have different things we can do and ways we can adjust so that they perceive us with a higher level of trust and comfort and confidence, because you want people to have confidence in you. So part of the time, our posture towards other people, it has to be authority. You know, like you are confident with what you're talking about. You know what you're talking about, and that inspires them to feel confident. Part of your posture has to be sort of the other direction of you're there just to be a servant. I'm here to help you. I'm not here to sell you. I'm here to educate you and help you and answer your questions so you can have a better life. So that has to be authentically part of our posture too, because if it's not, and you're just trying to fake it till you make it, people can see through that stuff. Maybe not consciously, but they pick up on it. So you got to be real, but you want to be the real good person because you can't hide your emotions. Well, you can hide your emotions, but you can't hide your energy. So those are the threefold secret of having better influence and being healthier in all those different dimensions, spiritually, financially, relationally, business-wise. And, of course, just being aware of this one time isn't going to help. You got to work on it. You got to write this down and pay attention, say, the next 30 days. So, like, if I were to be your teacher here, which I guess I am at the moment, my assignment to you is write down those three areas of posture. And for the next 30 days, consciously work on how can I improve my posture? And you ask yourself that question. Don't just say, I'm going to improve my posture. I have great posture. It's better to ask yourself the open question, how can I improve my posture? Physically and mentally, and then in the world, your social posture. So you're more trustworthy, you're perceived as trustworthy, and people have more confidence and more likely to do business with you. So, okay, I think that covers it. That's the best I can give you from my dream, if I remember partially, but I think it was worthwhile. So Peter, do you have any questions or comments for me?
No, but really great stuff. So really great stuff, and I have no special comments with the exception of when you talk about posture. It's fun to watch Donald Trump because he is a great example of posture in all different ways as far as examples trying to posture his way into success. So it's very interesting to watch. So having said that, there's a lot of people, Ray, that are looking for a mentor to be able to work with, or a success coach, or someone like yourself that could help them in building a successful opportunity, the part-time or full-time, in a home-based business. How would people get in touch with you if they wanted to?
Yeah, thanks for asking, as you always do. Easiest way, just call my phone number. You can text me or call me, either way, any time of the day, because if I'm sleeping, my phone's off, so don't worry about that. So the best number is 360-206-9266. So 360-206-9266. And particularly if you're looking if you're open for another possibility for a home-based business, maybe you feel stuck, maybe you're not getting the support or training you need, or maybe you've lost some of the confidence of the company you're with. I can particularly help you with that because I've been in this industry since 1976. That's like 44 years now. And I've made as much as $10 million with a single company and had a downline of almost 1 million people in one company. And I'm building something really exciting right now. It's the most amazing product I've ever seen in my life. I call it personalized medicine because it helps your body make your own homemade personalized medicine. And a lot of things I like. There's reasons why someone like me, with my experience, would choose this particular company. And it might resonate with you. So if you're open, maybe just to be a customer or to work with me, you know, let's connect. We'll have a conversation for possibilities, and we'll go from there. But anyway, in the meantime, thank you for listening. And just, you know, please, you know, give adequate attention the next 30 days to your posture in those three elements: your physical posture, your PMS, remember PMS, right? Your physical posture, your mental posture, and your social posture, because that's going to give you a better life, and it will empower you to help others to have a better life. Okay, Peter, back to you. Thank you.
Excellent information. Thanks for being here as usual. Check him out. If you go to buildingfortunesradio.com/Ray Gebauer, you're going to be able to hear this as well as previous radio shows. And I promise you, if you listen in again and again, you'll pull more information out, because usually Ray mentions something. I know it happens with me. He mentions something. My mind kind of focuses on what he just said, and I might skip a couple of sentences or maybe some thoughts or ideas, and I know he's really good at coming back and doubling up through repetition, but the more you listen to this stuff, the more you'll be able to absorb. We're going to catch you next time on Building Fortunes Radio. Thanks, Ray.
You've been listening to Building Fortunes Radio on buildingfortunesradio.com. Thanks for listening. Be sure to check us out every Friday at 5 p.m. Eastern Time for the designated Building Fortunes Radio segment with Peter Mingle. Be sure to check out the buildingfortunesradio.com website for our featured segments. It's been our privilege to have you listen in. At Building Fortunes Radio, we wish you the success you deserve and are willing to work for. So spread the word, tell a friend, join our newsletter, and go make a difference in your world.